shiur in Sech Becheres Daf Yubeis, and we will begin in Daf Yubeis on an Aleph at the Mishnah. Our Mishnah continues discussing the halachas of pidyon petach hamor. And as the Rishonim say, our Mishnah is referring to a situation that, as we have been learning, there are two ways of being poida pidyon petach hamor, either with a seh, and then, as we've learned, it doesn't make a difference what the value of the seh is compared to the chamor, or with the value of the chamor. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation where we want, and as we learned in the previous year, it's the preferable method to do pidyon petach hamor with a seh. So it says the Mishnah ain't poydin like the eagle. You may not use an eagle, like chaya, like shkuta, nor slaughtered animal, like a treifa, not a treifa, like the klayim. Not an animal that's a klayim, even if it was born from two parents that are both in the family of Seth, but this animal is a mixture of two different species in the family of Seth. V'loy b'koy, nor was an animal was a mixture of a behema and a chaya. V'lezer, mat b'klayim, V'lezer says that klein may be used, v'neshu seh, because it is a seh, for as we just explained, the definition of klein is that both parents are from the family of seh, let's say one's a goat and one's a lamb, they're both in the family of seh, and therefore it may be used, but ois b'koi, Rav Elazar agrees that a koi, which is a mixture of a behem and a chaya, Shusafik, it may be considered a chaya, and as we just learned, a chaya may not be used for a pinyon petach hamor. So, as we explain, our Mishnah is referring to a situation where the person that wants to be poyed the petach hamor with a seh, and the Mishnah is teaching us that these different animals are not considered a seh. So the Shaila Meisher of Yosef Shaul Nachmanzon quotes a question from Yitzchak Shmelkis, the Beis Yitzchak, who asked the following question. The halacha is, as we know and will learn, that pidyon haben must be done with chamesh slayim. Five slayim. Let's say, and of course l'chatchila, that's what should be given to the kohen, five silver slayim. But we're going to learn a mitzvah shem, that the halacha is that instead of giving to the kohen, if you give the kohen not chamesh slayim, the value of chamesh slayim, it's a valid pidyon haben. And not only is the halacha, if you give him something equal in value to chamesh slayim, is it a valid pidyon haben, but the halacha actually is that if the kohen takes something, receives something, and he says l'di shavli, to me what I received is equal in value to chamesh slayim, it will be considered a valid pidyon haben. So therefore, ask Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis, why don't we say the same over here? Yes, the animal that we're giving to the kohen does not have the value, does not have the rule of a seh, but why can't we say that it should work as the method of shavius, as the pidyon method of shavius? This animal that we're talking about isn't equal in value to the chamor. The kohen will say, l'di shavli, to me it has that value, and since to me it has that value, it ought to be good enough. Answers Rav Shlomo Hyman to this question. And the answer Rav Shlomo Hyman gives speaks to the basic concept of how pidyon petach hamor works. He explains that when we speak about pidyon haben, there's really only one requirement that the Torah tells us. The Torah tells us that we should give chamesh slayim to the kohen. We have a financial obligation of chamesh slayim to the kohen, and as we just said, the kohen has a right to say, with the shavli, what you gave me to me is equal chamesh slayim. However, says Rav Shlomo, when we speak about pidyon pet chamor, there are really two parts. There are two separate issues. There's two separate steps to the pidyon pet chamor. One step is the pidyon haben, the pidyon pet chamor, the actual pidyon that we have to be poydah. And the Torah gave us, as we said, two options: either be poydah with a seh, or be poydah with its value. Then there's another rule that we have to give that pidyon to a kohen. Says Rav Shlomo, on the part that we can give, that we have an obligation to give to the kohen has a right to say, what I received is equal to me to whatever I'm supposed to receive. But the kohen, obviously, he says, has no right to say on what the Torah required a pidyon, and then the Torah said it should either be seh or shavius. On that, the kohen is not the balabos. He's not the one that should make that determination. And therefore, either it has to be seh or it has to be equal in value. There was a very interesting incident in Yerushalayim a number of years ago. Rabbi Yaakov Hillel Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva, wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of pidyon pet chamor. So first he bought a donkey, and the donkey died. Then he bought another donkey, and that donkey survived, but the child died in childbirth. Then he bought a third donkey, and the donkey had a girl, not a boy. Pidyon pet chamor obviously is only by a firstborn male donkey. Finally, at the fourth try, he had the chamor had a firstborn male. And as we say, he wanted to have the opportunity to do this great mitzvah of pidyon pet chamor. And he went and he bought a lamb. And this is a very important point in what we're going to be discussing, are much more expensive than donkeys. Because there really not much you could do with a donkey nowadays. A lamb, you obviously could use the wool, you could buy with it, you could use the wool, and you could shecht it and eat the meat. And they bought this lamb, and they did pidyon pet chamor, gave the lamb to a kohen. After they gave the lamb to the kohen, Rav Yaakov Hillel wanted to buy back the lamb from the kohen because, and we've discussed this concept previously, he wanted to use the wool of that lamb to make tzitzis. He wanted to shech the lamb and give zroi l'chaim v'keva. We discussed the Masech T'chulin to the kohen. And when he shechted that lamb, they discovered that the animal was a treifa. So the question that comes up is that our Mishnah said that a treifa cannot be used for pidyon pet chamor. So the question was, did we have a valid pidyon pet chamor? Must it be done again? So it's interesting to note that when Rashi explains treifa, Rashi says, what is the example of treifa? Shenechtu raglem rakuva lamala. That its leg is cut above the knee. And the Mefarshim try to understand, we learned the Masech T'chulin Perek Eil Treifas, where the Gemara and the Mishnah list all sorts of treifas. Why does Rashi specify only this treifa? So some Mefarshim suggest, because Rashi's teaching us that it has to be a treifa, shadashama tluyaba, that if with this treifa, the animal cannot survive. But there are other Mefarshim who suggest that the reason Rashi mentions specifically this treifa is because this is a treifa which is noticeable. It's a noticeable treifa. It's menakuva mamala, has a cut leg. And therefore maybe Rashi is saying that only a treifa which is noticeable is disqualified to be used as a ser for pidyon pet chamor. But if it's not noticeable, it won't be disqualified. So therefore, this set, although it was a treifa, but it was a treifa, an internal treifa, would not be disqualified. it's a machlok, it's a poiskim, what is in fact the rule about a treifa, what type of treifa is disqualified. Even though we have a strong ride, the Rashi means that it's only a noticeable treifa, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any such distinction. The Shulchan Aruch says that a sed that's a treifa and the Rambam the same cannot be used. But now, there's another question, why perhaps this Pinyan Petach Amor should have been valid anyway, even though the sed that was used turned out to be a treifa. And that's because, as we said, the sed was more valuable than the chamor. And therefore, the issue that came up, and the Meches Yitzchak discusses this issue in his tshuvas, is that perhaps, since the sed method obviously wasn't working here, it should automatically revert to the other method, the Shabbos method, the value method. And as we said, since the seh was more valuable than the chamor, it certainly will work. If it doesn't work because it was considered a seh, it ought to work because it has the value or exceeds the value of the chamor. And the Meches Yitzchak actually does pask in that way, that if it doesn't work, if it can't work because of the seh method, it can automatically revert into the method of Shabbos. Even though, of course, that wasn't the intention. The intention was not to use the Shabbos method. It doesn't make a difference. It works even without intention. He makes a very interesting comparison. He says that the halacha is Pesach by night, we have to eat matzah. Let's say someone wanted to eat shmur matzah, tiv mekayim the mitzvah matzah, and by accident he used a different type of matzah. He says the halacha will be that he was mekayim mitzvah matzah anyway. Here too, even though he wanted to do the preferable method, which we said was the seh method, if that doesn't work, the other method will automatically kick in. There are achrayim that question this approach, and they say since it was specifically the intent to use the seh method, it was meant only as the seh method and not any other method, and it can't automatically revert to another method if the first method just can't work. And therefore, certainly they pass condition do over the Pinyan Petach Amor. Everybody agrees that it should not be done again with a bracha. Says the Mishnah further, Nasan l'kayin, if they gave the Petach Amor to the kayin, and a kayin reshoi l'kayimah, the kayin may not hold on to the Petach Amor, unless he does a Pinyan Petach Amor with a seh. Machlokes reshoinim, what does Ein Kohen Rishoyim L'Kaimah mean? Rashi seems to say that the Kohen may not wait, hold on to it, he has to do Pinyan Petach Amor immediately. Other Rishoyim seem to say Ein Rishoyim L'Kaimah means that the Kohen may not use the Petach Amor until he does an actual Pinyan. But in the understanding of this Mishnah, there's a very fundamental Machloikis Achroinim. Some Achroinim explain that what the Mishnah says is, means to say that until you actually do the Pidyon Petach Amor, you haven't done any mitzvah at all. Because giving the Petach Amor to the Kohen is not a mitzvah. Whereas other Achroidim say that there are two parts to the mitzvah. There's one part to the mitzvah of giving the Petach Amor, and the other part is the Pidyon. And therefore, they suggest that as soon as the Petach Amor is given to the Kohen, it's done. The mitzvah is accomplished. There's another factor that has to be taken into consideration, and that is that the Kohen has to do the Pinyon, and I will explain in the Gemara why we have to make sure that indeed happens. But the mitzvah, you are fulfilled as soon as you give the Petach Amor to the Kohen. Where would this machlokes be very relevant? I saw the following shaila. What would be the halacha if somebody had Baruch Hashem a bechor, and he has the obligation of pidyon haben, and he also has the obligation he had a bechor petach hamor, and he doesn't have enough money to give chametz sloim to the kohen and also to buy a set to give to the kohen, what comes first? So if we'll say, as some achronim we just quoted say, indeed, that giving the petach hamor itself to the kohen is the fulfillment of the mitzvah, so what he should do is, in order to fulfill the mitzvah petach hamor, give the chamor to the kohen, the petach hamor to the kohen, and then the money that you have, use for pinyan abed. If, however, we follow the opinion of the other achronim that saying that giving the petach hamor to the kohen is really not an option in fulfilling the mitzvah, and now we have this issue where this person has limited funds and he can't fulfill both mitzvahs, there may even be a chiyuv to do petach hamor first, as we're going to learn towards the end of our shiur, that the mitzvah petach hamor maybe comes as soon as the animal is born, whereas pinyan aben only comes after 30 days. Ask the Gemara, Masnisa Mani, who is the Tana Bar Mishnah? Says the Gemara ben Bagbag, he is obviously following the opinion of a Bagbag. The Tani ben Bagbag Oimer, Nem Akan Se, the Torah uses the word Se regarding pinyan petach hamor. The Nem Lahal and Se, the Torah says Se regarding the Karban Pesach. Ma'ala halon, just like by Karban Pesach, Parat Kol Hashem Salalu, all of these animals that were identified in the Mishnah may not be used for Karban Pesach. Afkan so too for Pinyan Petach Hamor, Parat Kol Hashem Salalu, all these animals may not be used. Ask Ben Gemara, if we're comparing Pinyan Petach Hamor to Karban Pesach, Ima'ala halon, Socher Tamim Ben Shana. Just like over there, the animal used for Karban Pesach has to be a male without a mum, and has to be in its first year. Maybe here too, by Pinyan Petach Hamor, the animal that has to be used perhaps has to be Afkan Zocher Tamim Ben Shana. Teaches us Ben Bagba, Tam Aloymer. The Pasuk says regarding Pinyan Petach Hamor, Tifta Reba, to teach us that it doesn't have to have these limitations. Ask the Gemara, Tifta Reba. It was saying that the word Tifta that's repeated by Bechor comes to teach us that all sorts of se may be used. Maybe Afil Kahani Nami, even those these disqualified se mentioned in the Mishnah may also be used. Answers the Gemara, Ken says se mahaniwe. In other words, we have here the following situation. On one hand, we have se, which limits what may be used. On the other hand, we have Tifta, which expands one may be used. So we say in some areas it's the same and in some areas it's not. Similarly, Ibailu, Ma'al liftis with Bebekua. May we use a Bebekua for Pinyan Petach Hamor? As we recall, in the Masechta Chulin we discussed the Bebekua, which is an animal found live in the womb of its mother after the mother was slaughtered. So says the Gemara, Alir Ramele to Ibailu. According to Ramele, certainly a Bebekua may be used. Of course, the Kimud of Rameya ben Bekua Tan Shchita. Since Rameya taught us in Masechta Chulin that this ben Bekua requires its own Shchita, so certainly Sem Al Yehu, the ben Bekua is considered a full-fledged set and can be used for Pinyan Petach Hamor. Al Kita Baylach, according to whom do we have a question? I'll leave it to Rabbanim. According to Rabbanim, the Ami who hold Shchitas Ima Metarosai, that the ben Bekua does not need to have its own Shchita. We could eat it without Shchita. So now the question is, according to Rabbanan, how do we view the Ben Bekua? Do we view it kibisra b'dekula dami, as like a piece of meat? And certainly a piece of meat cannot be used for Pinyan Petach Hamor. Or perhaps, kiven hash to meat rod vazel, we have a regular animal running around here. So certainly, set Karina Bay is considered a set and can be used for Pinyan Petach Hamor. So says the Gemara, Mazot Rama in Paidim, a Bebekua may not be used for Pinyan Petach Hamor. Rav Ashi Rama Paidim, it may be used. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Ashi Mazot Rama, my data, what is the reasoning for your opinion? The Yalfas Mepesach, that you learn from Pesach. And by Karban Pesach, a Bebekua certainly cannot be used for Karban Pesach. Because the Torah says regarding Kabonis, Shar oi kesev oi eis ki yivole. It has to be animals that were born. And just like an animal that was born with caesarean section cannot be used, similarly a bebekua may not be used. And therefore, Rav Ashi saying to Mazutra, you hold that we compare the Pinyan Petach Amoser to the Korban Pesach Ser. So he says to him, if you're learning that and you're comparing them, Imam Ahalim, so then why don't you say that just like the Korban Pesach, the Halacha is, it must be a Zohar Tamim Ben Shana, Afkan the Sef Pinyan Petach Amor should be Zohar Tamim Ben Shana. Responds Mazutra, Tifta Tifta Riba. The Torah says the word Tifta twice by Bechor. It teaches that all types of Bechor may be used. Ask the Gemara, all types of Sem may be used. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're learning, be Tifta Tifta Riba. If you're saying that everything can be used, so then the halacha should be a field Ben Bekur Nami. So then Ben Bekur should be allowed to be used as well. Yet you are the man, the Omer that holds. He asks that a Ben Bekur may not be used. Says so. He says back to him, Cain says, "Seh my highway." The Torah says the word "seh seh" twice, and we're saying that the word "seh seh" is coming to teach us that any the word "seh" that does have limitations comes to teach us that a Ben Bekur may not be used. And as the Sfas Emes explains, everybody agrees that we have here this challenge. On one hand, we have Tifta Tifta, which comes to expand what type of Seh may be used for a Pinyan Petach Amor, and we have Seh Seh, which limits. The Machlokes is where to apply or how to apply these two different limudim. Ask the Gemara further. Ibayu, Ma'al Lifnas Benidna. We have a situation where we had two of the same type of animal mated, but they had a child that doesn't look like its parent. That means two sheep mated and they had a child that looks like a goat, or two goat mated and they had a child that looked like a sheep. And that offspring, as we've learned earlier in Amasechta, is called in halacha a nidve. The question is, what is, may a nidve be used for Pinyan Petach Amor? Says the Gemara, a living of Elazar like the Bailo. According to Elazar's opinion, which we just learned in the Mishnah, there is no question. Four, hash to be klein per kinan, if according to Elazar we're allowed to use an animal, which is klein, from two different types of parents, but nidna mekoy, there's no question that certainly a nidna may be used. Kite Bailo, the question that the Gemara is posing is a liver Rabbon, according to Rabbon. And the Gemara explains the question. But Klein would the Lord Pinan, will the Rabbanan hold that Klein may not be used, but the Nidba Pekinan, we may use a Nidba. A Dilma, Lashna, they'll hold that just like Klein may not be used, so too may a Nidba not be used. Toshma. So the Gemara tries to bring a Raya from the following Brisa. It says in the Brisa, Parash Yoldim and Aiz, the mother is a cow, and the child looks like a goat, so we have a nidba, is the halacha ein poydim. The bride says it may not be used. What's the deep? This may not be used, because its mother is a parah, and a parah is not an animal that can be used for pigeon petach amor. Harachel shiodim an ace, but if the mother were a rachel, and the child is an ace, both animals that can be used for pigeon petach amor, Paidim, that is fine. Says the Marmani, who is the town of this Mishnah? Elam Rebbe Lezer, if we want to say it's going according to Rebbe Lezer, so we just said, if Rebbe Lezer had the Klaim Nam Rebbe Kinnan, if according to Rebbe Lezer we're allowed to use Klaim, we certainly may use such an animal that is not Klaim, Elalaf, isn't this Brisa teaching going according to Rabbanim? And the Brisa is teaching us that even though the Rabbanan hold that we may not use Klayim for Pinyan Petach Amor, Nidma may be used. Says Merloi, Loi Lan Rebbe Lezer. We'll say that this price is following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. And we are not to understand, explained the Rishonim, the Gemara, that the point of this price is to teach us the deal, that a Parash Yoldim and Aiz is disqualified, but a Rochash Yoldim and Aiz is not, but rather the chiddush of the brayse is he gufa kamashmon. The basic halach is a chiddush. The parah shiodim and aiz ain't poidim. That if the mother's a parah and the child looks like an aze, then it may not be used. Because loy tamer, because we shouldn't say zil basrei the day. Look at the animal that we have in front of us, and the animal that's in front of us, hai eiz ma'alyahu, looks like a goat, and therefore, since it looks like a goat, ought to have the halach of a goat, and ought to be kosher forbidden to have the chamor. But teaches us the brayso, we don't say that. El zel b'se'imei, we look at its mother, and its mother is a para, and since its mother is a para, it is not considered an eiz, even though it looks like an eiz. But rather, egelhu, it's considered an ego, and we learned, everybody agrees, that an ego may not be used for pinyin pet chamor, even Rebbe Elazar. So we still don't have a answer to our question, can a nidla be used for pinyin pet chamor? Toshma, the Tani Rav Bashmu, A is a klayim. What is the definition of a klayim? Rochel shi'oldim in Ace, where you have a rochel, had a vavav set. The mother's a rochel, the father's a seh, but the baby born looks like an ace. Ask the Gemara, of if seh klaimu? If the mother's a rochel, which is a sheep, and the father's a seh, which is a sheep, so why is this called klaim? This isn't klaim, nidmahu. This is a case of nidma, where the parents are from the same family, but the child is from a different family, and that's why it looks different and it's considered a nidma. So why is the Brisa calling it klayim? Ella, the Gemara interprets that what does the Brisa mean to say? Eiza domil klayim. What has the same halacha as klayim? The shivur rabbonic klayim. What is the situation that rabbonim treat like they treat like klayim is treated? Rochel shi'oldim in eiz, a situation where the two parents are davuseh, of the same family, but the child doesn't look like that. Now, and the Brice is teaching us that the Rabbanim say that this nidme should be treated like klayim. Ask them Lamai, regarding what halacha should it be treated like klayim? Ilakotchim, if we're going to say that it can't be brought for a carbon, that's obvious. For Meheche de Mamad klayim, from the very same pasuk that teaches us that klayim may not be used for carbon, mahas mamat nidma. That same pasuk teaches us that a nidma may not be used for carbon. The Tanya, because the pasuk says, shara kesef, prat l'klayim, that a klayim may not be used for carbon, oy eis prat l'nidma, that a nidma cannot be used for carbon. There are interesting point that I saw tshuva, certain pasukim want to suggest, that since we see that the Torah has to go out of its way in saying that an animal which is klayim is disqualified for a carbon, so perhaps only when the Torah tells us that an animal is disqualified for carbon, where klayim is an issue, is it disqualified. But where the Torah doesn't make such mention, perhaps it wouldn't be disqualified. And that would be, therefore, an esrig, perhaps, which is a murkav, would therefore not be disqualified for the mitzvah of dalamina. The Ramah, however, in the Tshuva, says that of course an esri, which is klayim, may not be, which is murkav, may not be used for the mitzvah, because he explains, first of all, we don't know every way Chazal understood the words l'kach melchem pri etz hadar, that the Torah says that we have to take an esri, and maybe one of the lemudim of hadar is to exclude a murkav, and furthermore, a murkav, he says, it's not an esrig. And the Torah specifically wants us to use an esrig, nothing else. So again, what is the prices, as the Gemara come to teach us, that it's saying that a nidme is just as disqualified as klein? Even b'char, if it's come to teach us that it doesn't have, that it's not considered a b'char, that we learned earlier in our parak, ach b'char sharam rachmona, and the Torah teaches us, Ache hu shar or b'chayr shar. It's not considered a b'char unless it looks like its mother. El l'maisa, to teach us that it's excluded from the halacha of maisa behema. Ask the Gemara, tachas mekotchim gomer. We learn a gzeir shav from mekotchim. And if we just said that it's disqualified for a carbon, it's also disqualified for maisa behema. So by process elimination, it must be Elo lepetach amar, that the Brice is coming to teach us that it may not be used as a set for pinyan petach amar. So it seems that this Brice is an answer to our question, may it be used for pinyan petach amar? Says the Gemara, loy. We're going back. And we're going to say, loy lemaisa, the Brice is coming to teach us that a nidma is not subject to maisa behema. We said that's obvious. No. It's talking about a case, kagan sheyesh by mixa simonim, that it's somewhat similar to its mother. Madatema, and therefore we perhaps should think, havara havarna b'chor gomer. We should learn the halacha maisa behema from the halacha b'chor. Because the Torah says, by b'chor, vavarta kol peta rechem l'Hashem, and the Torah says, by maisa behema, kol ashiyavar, takas ashevet. And just like by b'chor, even though, as we just said, the halacha is that a nidme does not have hilchos b'chayra. The halacha, however, is that if it is somewhat similar to its mother, then hilchos b'chayra apply. So maybe we would say the same by maisa as well. Teach us the b'raisa, kamash melon, takas takas mikotch megomar, that if it's a nidme, it's excluded from maisa b'hema. So in other words, that's what the b'raisa is telling me to teach us. That a nidbah is like climbing, it's excluded from Maisa Behema, and we don't have an answer to our question, what will be its halacha regarding being usable for Pidyon Petach Amar. Ibayilus, now the Gemara asks another question. We know that if an animal was designated as Hegdish, and then it becomes disqualified, we redeem it, but the halacha is that we redeem it, and it has certain level of kedusha. It may not be used for avoid, we can't work with it, we may not shear its wool. And the question is, could such an animal be used for pinyan petach amar? Says the Gemara, I'll leave it of Shimon like a boil. According to Rav Shimon, kivadama mutbano, as we've been learning from the opinion of Rav Shimon, who holds that a petach amar is mutbano, chulinhu. Certainly he considers the petach amar as chulin, and therefore, since he considers it as chulin, the fact that the animal has some kedusha on it, there is no transfer involved. We're not talking about transferring kedusha, because the petach amar has no kedusha. Ki tibayla, according to whom do we have a question? Aliva de Yehuda, Dama Osbana. According to Yehuda that says that a Petach Amar does have Kedusha. What's the proof that it has some Kedusha? That it's Osbana. And here we have a very interesting machloikis. What is the situation that the Gemara is addressing? Some Achroim say that the Gemara is asking, can this animal be used as a Seh? We want to do the Seh method of pidyon. But certainly if we want to do the Shabbos method, the value method, it doesn't make a difference that it's Psulei HaMadoshim. The Sfasemis, however, says that the Gemara's question is not only if we want to use the Seh method and questioning if a Psulei HaMadoshim Seh can be or can't be used. The Gemara's question is even if we're using the Shabbos method. Mai. And now the Gemara explains its question. Do we say, Kivud Asur Banor? Since the Petach Amor is also Bahano, and the Psula HaMagdoshim Seh is also Bahano, Ein Esachal Alissa, and the way that Achronim explained, this is not a classical example of Esachal Alissa. What happens is, in Esachal Alissa is that since there's some sort of level of Kedusha that has to be removed, since there's some level of Kedusha that has to be removed, it can't be removed onto an item that already has Kedusha, the Psula Medoshim. Idom Akim in the Light Tafas Pijana, since we know that the Seh that we give to the Kohen has absolutely no Kedusha, so we don't look at a Pidyon Petach Amar as a transference of Kedusha, which we can't use an animal that has a Kedusha on it already. Of course, Surah Amahu, all we're doing is removing Isser, and therefore there's no transfer issue involved. And since there's no transfer issue involved, there is no problem that we're using a seh that has a level of kedusha on it. The Achrayim try to understand that given that we know that the halacha is that the seh can be used for any purpose, that obviously there is no transfer issue, and what is the Gemara Shaya? So the Reish Bikurim explains that we have to understand the mechanics opinion Pentachamor. Perhaps what happens, he says, is that first there is Kedusha on the Pentachamor, which does transfer momentarily onto the Seh, and then immediately goes away. And since this Seh, of Psulim Midoshim, has already Kedusha on it, perhaps that's why it cannot be used. Rabbi Chanan has a different way of understanding the Gemara. That actually, of course, there's no kedusha being transferred onto the sheep. But the Gemara's question is that even though there is no actual transfer of kedusha, perhaps the sheep has to be the type of a sheep that it could have kedusha on it. And since this Psulei Midoshim already has kedusha on it, you can't put more kedusha on it. Answers the Gemara. Omer Amari, Raider of Kahana. Mizuta Madit Sibbe. The Torah says regarding Psulei Midoshim, Ketzvi Ukayol. Matzvi Vayol. Just like we know Tzvi Vayol, Ein Poidim, cannot be used for Psulei, cannot be used for Pidyon Petach Hamor, because they are not set, absolutely mikdashim ain't pointing. So says the Gemara Hashdos Slahachi that there is a special Xeris Akosif that teaches us that it's that Psulei Mikdashim are like Tzvi Vayol, then even Rav Shimon Ami, who he said perhaps according to logic, Rav Shimon, we would be allowed to use Psulei Mikdashim, here we'll have to say even Rav Shimon, even with the way he understands Pinyin Petach Hamor, will agree that we can't use Psulei Midoshim, because Tzvi Vayol Ksibahu, the Torah considers them like Tzvi Vayol, and just like Tzvi Vayol can't be used, so too Psulei Midoshim will not be able to use. Ask the Gemara further, Ibayuhu, Mao Lifbeis Bebehem Shviv, can we be Paida with a Shemitah animal? That means, can we be Paida the Hamor with an animal that was purchased with produce that was grown during the Shemitah year? And here too, the Mefarshim debate, what is the situation that the Gemara is referring to? Many explain that the Gemara's question is, no matter what type of method, the Seb method or the Shavya's method that's being used, the Gemara's question is, can we use this kind of Seb? That has on the Kedusha Shvius. Others explain that it's referring specifically to the Shavius method, just the opposite of the previous Gemara. And because we're using the Shavius method, it could be Peir Shvius don't have value, as we're going to learn. Others say that again, we're discussing the Seh method, and is this considered a Seh? Seh the Gemara, Vali Lo Tabayla. Where we have a chi of Pinyin Petach Hamor, we certainly cannot use this seh that has on it Kedusha Shvius. Why? Because la'ochlo amarachmana v'loy l'schayra. We can't do business with Peir Shvius, and this seh, the Torah is teaching us, we can only be used to eat and not for any other purpose. So we can't use it for pidyon purposes. Even though the Menches Chinuch does teach us that the Eved, if it was done, it would be considered padul. Ki kibaylach, when we have a chiv of a safek, where, as we learned at the Mishnah, where there is a chiv to do pidyon petach hamor because we're not sure if we have a petach hamor, and the question is, can we use this type of seh for Pinyin Petach Hamor? Says the Gemara, a leader of Shimon like the boiler. According to Shimon, there is no question. Because the Lesley Sofik, as we've been explaining, our Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon's opinion is the Petach Hamor is Mutar Bahano, and since Rav Shimon's opinion is the Petach Hamor is Potter is Mutar Bahano, when there's a Sofik, there won't be any obligation to do opinion Petach Hamor at all. And in fact, the Sfasem says, from here we see how lenient Rav Shimon is regarding a Sofik. Because the Gemara is saying that in all situations of Sofik, it will be the opinion of Rav Shimon that there is no obligation to do opinion Petach Hamor. Ki Tabayloch, the question is a leave of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when we have a Sofik, there is a Chiv to do opinion Petach Hamor. Ma, what is the halacha? Even as we learned, that when you do opinion Petach Hamor in a Sofik, the halacha is Mafish Tua, you have to go through the opinion procedure, but you keep it. So that's called Lachla Kunibah. You're going to keep it and eat it. Ayyama, Kivin, the Loi, Mafki Sur Loi Mishterit, until we do the opinion Petach Hamor, that Petach Hamor is Os Bahano, Kishchayradami. It's considered like you're doing business because you're using this set of Shemitah for business to do Pidyin with. Toshma, Domer, Chizda Behem, Shvius, Ein Poydin Boys Avadai, I will point a Sofik, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that you could use it for pidyon because you're keeping it for yourself to eat. Vomar Chizda, Behemishvis, such an animal, Peturim and Bechaira, the Behemishvis is Peturim and Bechaira. If it has a Bechar, the firstborn animal is not considered, doesn't have Hilchos Bechaira, Bechayiv and Matanis, but it is Chayiv in Matanis. The Achronim want to bring a raya that the Haim from this Gemara that the Haimus Hefker is Chayiv in Bechayra. Because if we said that a Hefker animal is Potter from Bechayra, so Shvius everything is Hefker. So it's obviously Potter from Bechayra. The fact that we have to learn that it's Potter from Bechayra is a raya that Hefker is normally Chayiv in Bechayra. Other Achronim disagree. They suggest the opposite. That is what the Gemara is teaching us. You know why Behemoth Shvius is part of a Mechayra? Because Behemoth Shvius is Hefker, and Hefker is part of a Mechayra. So the Gemara explains, Peturim and Mechayra, why is such an animal exempt from Mechayra? Because La'achla Amrachman, the Torah says, that what must we do with the produce of Shvius? Eat them. The light, the Sreifa. And here, we know that part of the Bechar animal is going to be burnt on the Mizbeach as a carbon. The Chayavis from Matanis, because La'achla Kunaba. It's considered La'achla, because the Matanis Kuna that's given to the Kayin, he eats. Meisrei asked the Gemara. It says in a Mishnah, Ha'oichom Isa Shvius. If somebody takes flour made out of Shvius grain, makes a dough out of Shvius grain, actually, Hormachalasa, if he eats it without having taken off Chalah, he's Chayiv Misa. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to eat from a dough without taking off challah, just like you're not allowed to eat tevel without taking off truma. Ask the Gemara, v'mai, why is there a chiv to remove challah from a dough made from shmita grain? Isn't the halacha kivin de ilam etamna? What's the halacha of challah becomes tamei? The halacha is bas sreifi. It must be burnt. So if it must be burnt, why isn't this in the category that we just said of La'achla Merachman of Loilus Reifa, that anything that's meant to be burnt, we can't do with Shemitah produce? Answers the Gemara, Shayach of the Ksila Dara Seichel. The Torah specifically says that there's a Chiyiv Chala, even though it may have to be burnt. Tainan Hochi, Menai Loich Misa Shvi is actually Hurma Chalosu Shechai Misa. How do we know there's a Chiyiv HaFroshes Chala, even from a dough made from Shemitah grain? Shenema l'dor seichem. Ask the Merva Ligma Mino. So why don't we learn Hilchas B'chayra from Hilchas Challah? And just say, like by Challah, even though it may have to be burned, that doesn't exempt you from taking Challah from Shemitah grain. So too should be the Halacha by B'chayra. Answers the Gemara. Hasam itelachila. Challah was not really meant to be burnt. Challah is meant to be eaten by the Kohen. If it gets tamei, it should be burnt. Hocha by Bechor, a carbon, ikal esreifa. And therefore the two are not the same. It cannot be learnt one from the other. Nos l'koyin, we learnt in the Mishnah, if they gave the petach amar to the koyin, we have to make sure that the koyin does pidyon on a seh. Said the Gemara, Tanina l'had the Tanya Rabbanan, Yisrael shayin lo'y petach amar b'tay feisoy, Yisrael has a petach amar in his home, v'amar lo'y koyin, and the koyin tells him, t'nei li v'ani afdeyu, give it to me and I will be paid it, hareza lo'y yitna lo'y, the Yisrael may not give the petach amar to the koyin, Elam came part of the son of unless he actually watches that the kohen should do a pidyon. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Avua, Zoyse Meres, Nechshtu Kahanim a Petra Kamarim. Obviously, there was a concern that the Kahanim would not do the pidyon Petra Kamar. Asked Rav Shita. Obviously, that's what the Brice is telling us. What's Rav Nachman telling us that the Brice that we didn't see in the Brice? Answers the Gemara Ma'atema, Hanim Mili, Hecha the Muxul on the Mikri. Only when we see that as Kayin, we've seen him violate this. And we've seen that he hasn't been paid at the Petach Amor that he received. But on a regular situation, perhaps regular Kayin, where we have no reason to suspect, we shouldn't have this concern. Mash Malon, the Mariba Atera, the Kahanim Amoira Heter, that they don't, we're concerned that all Kahanim rationalize that since they're going to get the seh. The petach amar may be theirs, even if they don't go through the pidyon process. Kamash melam, that, and that's why we have to be concerned, not only in a kohen that we have concern with, that we've seen violate this halacha, but we have to be concerned rather by every kohen. Says the Mishnah, Hamafresh pidyon petach amar v'meis. If somebody separated the seh, and then the seh died, Rav Elazar mechayavim bekoriusoy, the owner is still responsible for the land, Chacham Islam Shaben, just like if somebody had a Bechor Adam and he separated the money and then the money got lost before he gave it to the Kohen, he is still responsible to give, to replace that money. Chacham Amrim, Eicha Yovin Bechor Yusoy, Kepinyin Maisa Sheni. If somebody has Maisa Sheni produce at home and he's paid it and then something happens to that money, he isn't personally responsible for it. Says the Gemara, Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tzadi, opinion petach amar shemes, that if the seh died, she'an kan l'kayin klum. The kayin cannot demand that the owner give a new seh to replace the seh that died. Meis petach amar, if the petach amar dies, Rabbi Leza Omer, you cover, it must be buried, umut ba'anosu shatuleh, and the land that was designated in it to use for pinyon petach amar has no kedusha, because Rabbi Lezer holds that until it's actually delivered to the kohen, it's not considered the kohen's. The chamayim and its tzarich lekaver, it need not be buried. The teleh lekohen, and you give the teleh to the kohen, because once we designated a teleh, even though we didn't give it to the kohen yet, it is the opinion of the chachamim that it becomes the Kohen's Teleh, and the Chamor is considered redeemed and doesn't have to have any special type of burial. Amar of Yosef. So Gemara explains Machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan of Mishnah. My comment, Rabbi Elazar, the Ksiv Ach Poda Tifta. The Torah is Makish, according to Rabbi Elazar, Petach Amor to B'cha Adam. Ma B'cha Adam, Chai B'cha Yusay. If you designated money for the Pidyon Haben that you haven't yet given to the Kohen, you are still responsible for that money. Says Rabbi Elazar, the same to Pidyon Petar Chamor, Apachot Behema, Temeya, Chai B'chuyusa, until you actually give the set to the Kohen, you're responsible for it. Omle Abaya, if that's the way we're going to learn, Ima B'chor Odom Mutu Bahano, the halacha is that a B'chor Odom, we learned earlier in our parak, you could have Hanor from, even before the Pidyon Haben. If a person, an example we gave, didn't have a Pidyon Haben until he's 90 years old, that doesn't mean you can't have benefits from that person. Ach b'cho b'hema, t'meya, will you say, is mut b'hanor, the petach hamor is mut b'hanor? V'chi t'heman, if you'll say, hofi nami, there b'leza indeed holds, that a petach hamor is mut b'hanor, but t'nan, ma petach hamor b'leza oimi yikover. Now you cover. Rabbi Elazar holds that until you did the pidyon petach amor, you have to treat the petach amor with kedusha, and if it therefore dies, before the pinyon took place, you have to bury it.
My lap, das v'anah. Isn't it coming to teach us that it's also v'anah? Loi, but it says, well, no, that's what it meant. That's not what it meant. What it meant was, you cover kibachar adam. It has to be treated like a bechar adam, because we compare it to bechar adam, Rabbi Elazar we just learned, and just like a bechar adam has to be buried, so too does a petach hamor have to be buried, but not because a petach hamor does Rabbi Elazar hold is also v'hanor. Ask the Gemara, el adam bechar udabai kfura, by person does only a bechar human require kfura, partial buried kfura. If the reason is because we compare it to Bechar, that a Bechar cannot be complied, it can't be compared to this, because halacha, a burial of a Bechar Adam, has nothing to do with Kedushas Bechayra. A person has to be buried because he's a person, not because he's Bechar. Void, Tanya Major Belezer, Bisrael Shiesh Beisok Kambar Beteif Beisoy, Shemafis Tleh, Fu Shaloi. That Belezer holds that you have to go through the redemption process. Obviously, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to go through the redemption process when you have a suffix. He obviously holds like Rabbi Yehuda, as we've been explaining, who holds that a suffix is mechuyiv, is also, that a petach hamor is also b'ano. El amar rova, amakro ach pada tifta, lefdiya ktashtiv, it's only compared regarding the halacha b'chidiya, lo l'davarach, not regarding anything else. So even though, and that's why he holds, that until it's actually given to the Kayin, it's not considered redeemed, but it's only in that halacha, or the halacha of Petach Hamor and Bechor Adam compared nowhere else. Tanan Hossam, Ha'arachim B'Shatim, as we said, Erachim is a parsha in the Torah, that every person, according to their age and their gender, have a certain value. The Torah teaches us the Braisa. We give the if somebody obligates himself to give an Erech, we look at what his Erech was when the Neder was made, not when it was paid. Pinyan HaBen after Shloshim Yom. Pinyan HaBen is done after 30 days. Pinyan Petach Hamor La'alter. The Pinyan Petach Hamor is done immediately. Ask the Gemara, Pinyan Petach Hamor La'alter, is this true that the Pinyan Petach Hamor is done immediately for many? But we learned in a brisa, ein be'erchin u'b'vidyan aben u'b'naziris u'petach hamor pachs mishloishim. All of them have a concept of 30 days. Erchin means that until somebody is 30 days old, he doesn't have an erich. Pinyan aben means that a pinyan aben is not done until the child is 30 days old. Naziris means that the minimum naziris is a 30-day term. And petach hamor seems to be again that you have to do the petach hamor only when the hamor is 30 days old. Or my sifin ad oilam, but it could go forever. Erchin could go as long as the child is, as long as the person is alive, he has an erich. Pidyon haben means as long as you're alive, you have an obligation to do pidyon haben. And the same by naziris, you could have a term longer than 30 days. And petach hamor, if you didn't do it by 30 days, you could do it later. So we see that Petach Hamor cannot be done before 30 days, not La'alter. Amar of Nachman, Loi Meshepadi Pradi. What the Braisa means is not that it should be done before 30 days, but if it was done before 30 days, it's b'di'evit acceptable. Mechlal, the Benoi, they were contrasting Pidyon Petach Hamor to Pidyon Aben, that was saying, in Padui, and in Padui. That by Petach Hamor, if you did it before 30 days, it'll be valid. By a Pinyan Aben, it wouldn't be valid. Ask the Gemara, is that true? For Itmar, Hapaydis B'noi B'tar Shloish M'yoin, Rabbam B'noi Padui B'diyevid, it is acceptable, says the Gemara. Lav Itmar Lo, Omer Rav, the Kula Alma M'afshav, that even if you'll say that a Pinyan Aben, done before 30 days, is valid, that's only if you didn't mean that it should be done now. You're giving the coin money now with the intent that it should be effective later. But if it is your intent that it should be effective immediately, ein b'nai padu. And that's the difference at this point of the Gemara between Pinyan Aben and Petach Hamor. Petach Hamor, you should wait till 30. days old, but if you did it before, it's valid. Pidyon HaBen, if you did it before, it wouldn't be valid. Rav Sheshet Omer, Rav Sheshet says a different explanation. Loy Meshein Oivalov, that if a person doesn't do Pidyon HaBen before Pidyon Petach Amar before 30 days, he's not over an Aveira. But, according to Rav Sheshet, you indeed should do it immediately, but if you didn't do it till 30 days, you're fine. By Bechor, the halacha will be different. By Bechor, Adam, you have to wait till 30 days. Masram Bechama, Mitzvah, Yishlal, Shloif, Shiyon. The mitzvah to do Pidyon HaBen, Pidyon Petach Amar is all 30 days. Bekam Ve'elech, Oy Pedei, Oy Arfa, afterwards, either be paid or do arifa. My laugh isn't the brisa teaching us that we should wait till 30 days are up and only then do the pinyan petach amar. Says the Gemara, loy. The mitzvah is to do it within the first 30 days. Ask the Gemara if that's what the brisa means. Then the brisa shouldn't say that after 30 days you should do Pidyon or Arifa, but the Brisa should say is that if you did the Pidyon before, the Pidyon Petach Amar before 30 days old, fine. If you didn't, then you were over the mitzvah. So, because the Brisa didn't use these words, Rav Sheshet's question, Teretz, is not accepted, and therefore the Gemara gives a different explanation. That one has to indeed wait by Pidyon Petach Amar for 30 days. That's what the Brisa means. The other Brisa says that it's La'alter, so we have a stira. Pidyon Petach Amar, here we say Pidyon Petach Amar La'alter. The other Brisa says Petach Amar is by Shloshim, answers the Gemara, Loikasha. Hi, Rebbe Elazar the Makish. Rebbe Elazar, who compares Pidyon Petach Amar to Pidyon HaBen, will say that just like Pidyon HaBen, we have to wait for 30 days. So too is the halacha by Pidyon Petach Amar. Rabbanon, who, as we learned in our Mishnah, don't compare Pidyon Petach Amar to Pidyon HaBen, and that's why Rabbanon holds that by Pidyon HaBen it's not considered that you've done the mitzvah until the kohen gets the chametz shloim. By Pidyon Petach Amar, as soon as you designate the money, it's fine. We'll also hold that Pidyon Petach Amar is done immediately. Pidyon Petach Pen is done after 30 days.